Welcome in. Welcome back to another episode of the Format Podcast Live. Got a pretty interesting show for you today. Gonna have some interesting topics. Gonna talk some Tom Brady. Gonna talk some LeBron James, of course, gift that keeps on giving. And we're also gonna talk some BJ Armstrong, who had some very interesting comments about the NBA. But before we get to that, you know what time it is.
If you're here on YouTube and you haven't already, please make sure you go ahead, click that like, that subscribe, that notification bell. Make sure you're kept up to date whenever we drop new content on the channel. If you want the audio only version of the podcast, open up your audio podcast platform, hit the search bar, type in The Format Podcast, and we should come right up. If you're enjoying the content, make sure you give us that like, that five-star review, and drop a comment. All that stuff helps us rise in the algorithm, helps us find more sports fans, helps more sports fans find us. And finally, make sure you write it down, put it in your phone, set an alarm, do whatever you got to do to remember. Saturday nights at 7 p.m., we are live here on the Format Podcast, and we'll give you the opportunity to call in, talk to us, get at me. I love it. I can't wait.
All right, so I know in the intro there I said that I'll be given the opportunity to do call-ins. Tonight is not going to be a call-in show. Don't have my man G with me, and it's going to be probably a little quicker one, so I'm going to give my thoughts on what we have. Tonight's not going to be a call-in show, but we'll get that back up and running once we kind of get the panel right. I'm going to talk about LeBron James. And, you know, he's the gift that keeps on giving, man. He's the gift that keeps on giving. So here we go again. So I know there's going to be some people that aren't going to be feeling this segment, but hey, man, I'm going to tell the truth, and I'm going to get some help in telling the truth. It's not just me. So here we go again, right? Good old LeBron James. So before I go ahead and start talking, let me do the obligatory. Let me give him his flowers on an incredible career, because he has had an incredible career. Of course, nothing I say about LeBron, short of starting a new religion and naming LeBron its deity and its prophet, will be good enough for some of you. I know that that's what you want from me. You want me to get down on my knees and say LeBron is this and LeBron is that and I worship LeBron. That's not going to happen. But I will give him his flowers for having an all-time great career filled with incredible achievements. So I know that's not good enough for some of you, but it's going to have to be what it's going to have to be. All right. Now, some of you who follow this channel have known me personally for years, and you know where I stand when it comes to LeBron. Some of you know me just from this channel, and you know where I stand on LeBron based on the content I've created. Now, last week, I came here and I talked about how LeBron just continues to prove me right. Right? I talked about that. And what did I do? I let LeBron himself tell you why he proves me right. Because every time I made a statement, LeBron just went and backed me right up. And that's fine. Now, I could go into something else that he said this week on the Mind the Game pod with JJ Redick that proved his haters right. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. But before I really get into this segment, let me remind you, because I know you'll remind me, that I didn't play on any high level. I didn't play basketball on any high level. So I don't know what I'm talking about. And I'm the reason that just anybody shouldn't be able to get on a mic and talk about basketball, because I don't know what I'm talking about, right? And LeBron lives rent-free in my head, right? And I'm a hater, right? These are all the things that you people tell me. I have nothing else to do but wake up every morning and hate on another black man, right? That's what y'all tell me. That's what y'all tell me, right? Okay. We'll get ready for another dose of truth serum. I got you. So we know that more than half of current NBA players believe that Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time. And how do we know this? This is based on an anonymous survey of the players conducted last year by The Athletic, outstanding sports publication. If you're interested, check that out. The Athletic is great. Okay. But they must all be old head haters, all these players who said that, because, they don't know what they're talking about. They must have never played. Wait. Oh, the active NBA players who are playing right now. So they're not old heads, and they did play. Okay, but whatever. All right. We also know that LeBron's own former teammate, not me, LeBron's own former teammate, Mario Chalmers, played with him for 4 years. And he said, not me now, he said, opponents didn't fear LeBron like they feared Michael Jordan. His former teammate. Isn't that interesting? Okay. Damn, he must be an old head hater too. Damn, Mario Chalmers. All right. Dwayne Wade, his best friend in the NBA and his co-star in Miami, also said Michael Jordan is the greatest player of all time. He's the GOAT. Damn, another old head hater who never played and don't know what he's talking. Oh, damn, my bad. Okay, Dwayne Wade, he's a Hall of Famer, and he's okay. All right, cool. All right, okay, I got it. So Ray Allen, who played against prime Kobe Bryant, late prime Michael Jordan, played against prime LeBron, also played with prime LeBron. He was asked his all-time starting five lineup, and LeBron James didn't make the cut. Wait a minute. No, that can't be right. How come y'all don't get it yet? He's not what you think. But it's cool. They're all old head haters, and apparently they never played, so they don't know what they're talking about, right? That's what y'all tell me when I say the same things. I'm an old head hater. I'm sitting here, and I'm the reason that they shouldn't give anybody a microphone and let them talk on the internet, and I never played, so I don't know what I'm talking about. And see, I know that I'm being redundant here. I know that. But you are the ones who asked for this. So anyway, here is yet another LeBron James teammate, former LeBron James teammate, I should say, who's telling it how it is. So let's now hear these comments from former LeBron James teammate, J.R. Smith. And before we start, I'll assume that he knows what he's talking about. But if you're a LeBron fan, probably not. Let's check it out.
It's like, honestly, it's a gift and a curse with playing with Bron. Like, I love Bron to death, and I love playing on this team because, for me, I feel like I thrive more under the pressure. But a lot of guys don't like it because, you know, it can go one of two ways. It's either, what did you not do to help him win? And who else didn't help to help not help him win? You know, and it's like... It's like, bro, don't get me wrong. Like, yes, he had 40, 15, 9, and 8, but he missed a free throw, too. like, don't just look at me because I missed an open shot. It's like, we all missing out here. It ain't like it's just, you know, and I think that for a lot of guys, it's hard to, especially with the day and age we in, social media, continuously people, you got analysts running around talking crazy, and you playing on that team, and I think they're, what, 12th or 13th, and they still the most talked about team on TV. So it's always going to be that supporting cast of who's not doing what or who, you know, and if you're not built for that, you're not made for that, it's going to eat you alive.
Okay. So J.R. Smith, he's a hater, right? He's an old head hater, right? He doesn't know what he's talking about because, see, there we go. Again, I'm saying this stuff because this is what y'all tell me. But I don't hear you saying it when these guys played in the league. These guys played with LeBron. These guys played against LeBron. But they're saying the same thing I say. So now, you heard him. And I know I've said this for years. But he never has enough. He never has enough. We heard LeBron say that last week. Go back and check last week's episode. I played that clip for you. He never has enough. He literally said, we didn't have enough. And it's always someone else's fault, right? The fans say it. The mainstream media says it. It's always someone else's fault. It's the teammate's fault. He didn't have enough help, or this player didn't do that. It's the coach's fault. He's gotten multiple coaches fired. Not my opinion. We know this. This is a fact. Go back and do the research. Interesting, isn't it? We're now hearing that Lakers coach Darvin Ham is on the hot seat. And to be fair, I didn't even think Darvin Ham was going to make it through last season, his first season. But he did a pretty good job coaching those guys to the Western Conference Finals. And of course, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, outstanding players. So they did their thing as well. I'm not going to sit here and act like LeBron is a bum. I'm not doing that. That's ridiculous. Okay. But Darvin Ham, he's on the hot seat. And we're hearing the reports now that Los Angeles Lakers players wanted him gone earlier in the season. And they wanted assistant coach Phil Handy to take over the team. Now, if that's how they felt, that's how they felt. But I think that, and I could be totally wrong here, and I'm not saying that more than one player on that roster didn't feel that way, but if it's me, I believe they're following LeBron's lead on this, right? And why do I feel that way? We just watched earlier this week LeBron James blatantly disrespect his coach. We watched him completely ignore Darvin Ham trying to draw up a play in the huddle and then walk away while Darvin Ham was still talking. Now, yes, if you're LeBron, you have had the type of career you've had, you're the type of elite player historically that you are, I suppose you can do that. But the people say that he's such an elite leader. He's such a great leader. Do great leaders behave that way? I would think that you would be trying to set an example for the rest of the team and the young players. Even if, okay, the rest of the guys go back on the floor, you say, hey, coach, man, I don't think that's the right way to go or whatever. Or even if you play along with the huddle and then you get out on the floor, and we've heard these stories about Kobe, we've heard these stories about Michael Jordan, Bird, et cetera, you get out on the floor and you say, hey, don't run that. We're going to run this. Okay, that's something different. Do I necessarily agree with it? No, but you're out there in the heat of battle, you know, so to speak. You see what's happening. You can make that adjustment on the fly probably faster than a coach can. So I get it. But to blatantly ignore your coach trying to draw up and diagram the play and then just walk away, nah, I can't really rock with that. That's not cool. So here's the deal. We hear his fans complain time and time and time again about him never having had a great coach, right? But he's gotten coach after coach after coach fired, right? He's gotten at least five coaches fired. I want to say six. And if Pat Riley wasn't the guy that he is, we know that Eric Spoelstra would be gone too because LeBron tried to get him fired. The reports are there. Go look that up. And we know that LeBron did that. So, I mean, it is what it is. Whether you're a LeBron fan or not, these are not things that I'm making up. All this stuff is easily verifiable. Easily verifiable. Okay. Now, we hear it out of the mouth of a former teammate that, again, it's always somebody else's fault, and you got to be built for that if you go play with this dude. But when I say it, I'm a hater. Now, we keep hearing guys that played with LeBron say the exact same things that I've said for years, but okay, cool. In all seriousness, what supposed GOAT do we hear his teammates talking about him like this or her? What supposed GOAT do we see behaving in this way, right? I don't understand it. I really don't. And this is the stuff that the mainstream sports media ignores, and it drives me absolutely crazy. They continue to push this false narrative. This is the stuff LeBron James and Clutch Sports and now the Mind the Game pod with JJ Redick are pushing, and so many so-called basketball fans are eating it up with a spoon. So why don't you just say, I'm not a basketball fan, I'm a LeBron fan. Just say that, right? And for those who say, again, I'm hating or LeBron lives in my head rent-free and I can only make topics about LeBron because that's the only time I get any traffic. Okay, cool. But it's so funny. The same ones who say that, where are you when I'm talking about basketball topics other than LeBron? Something to think about, right? So I'm a hater, but you love this guy. You love him, so you only want to hear me talk about him so you can, you know, it is what it is. All right. I have no problem saying that LeBron James is great and that his career is all-time great. You heard that? LeBron James is great, and he's had an all-time great career. But two things can be true. I can say that while on the opposite side, point to the things that I've been saying for years, demonstrate how they're true, demonstrate how LeBron himself backs me up, demonstrate himself how his former teammates back me up. I keep doing it, but y'all want to keep fighting me, you know? He's gotten a whole lot of help from the media over the years. And here's the scary thing. Have we all noticed that as LeBron's career is winding down, we're hearing more and more of this kind of stuff? Have we noticed that? When he retires, he's going to get the flowers that he so richly deserves. All-time leading scorer in basketball history, not just NBA, in basketball history. So much credit due for that, right? For him to be able to play at such a high level for so long. We've never seen anything like that. Can't take that away from him, right? Four championships, can't take those away from him, right? Cool. That doesn't mean that the other things are also not valid. See, this is the problem. Like I said at the beginning of this segment, unless I create a new religion and I name LeBron James the deity and the prophet, it's not going to be good enough for y'all. But that's not going to happen. Okay, so here's the other thing. Serious question, and I'm waiting for you LeBron fans to answer this, and you can leave your comments in the comments section. Why does LeBron James have so much trouble with accountability? Why does he have issues with just about every coach? Why is it always someone else's fault? Can someone please answer these questions for me? I need to know.